Now to the annual warning from Australia's major consumer lobby on the products you should avoid. This lunchtime, several awards were handed out by the Consumer Advocate Choice for what it calls dodgy and deceitful products and services. As Michael Edwards reports, the targets included a not-so-environmentally friendly cleaning product, a bank, and the Australian Egg Corporation for its definition of free-range eggs.
It's a dubious honour to win a Shonky Award, but according to Christopher Zinn from the Consumer Advocate Choice, which hands out the awards, they're not just given to any old company or product.
A Shonky really jumps out because it's not just something that doesn't perform very well, it's really got to position itself and market itself as being fantastic. And look, an example might be the Planet Hurricane Green Cleaner. It makes so many green claims about being biodegradable and recyclable and all the rest of it. Those really don't add up. So we love people who blow their trumpets loud and clear in a way that is really very hollow.
Christopher Zinn says the Hurricane Planet Green spray cleaner, made by Colgate Palmolive, is a worthy recipient of a Shonky. He says the cleaner isn't as biodegradable or as recyclable as it claims to be. Christopher Zinn says the product is an example of a relatively new trend known as greenwashing.
It's really important that those companies that make genuine environmental advances are recognised and rewarded in the market, and those who are really just pulling a fast one are really held up for shame and ridicule.
Another of the 10 winners of a Shonky this year is the maker of the Alco Pop, the Vodka Mudshake Original Chocolate. Christopher Zinn says this one because it masked its 4% alcohol content with its chocolate milkshake flavour.
Even before the whole Alco Pop got very controversial, we decided to test them with some teenagers aged 18 and 19 for legal reasons, of course, to see if they could actually taste the alcohol in Alco Pops. And there was one where half of the males couldn't tell that this Vodka Mudshake Original Chocolate actually contained any alcohol. So, look, the makers of that have got a Shonky for producing a product that really resembles a milkshake and tastes like one and doesn't really taste alcoholic at all, which, of course, is the idea, because all the advice is that kids at first don't actually like the taste of alcohol, and these are gateway beverages that get them used to the taste.
The Australian Egg Corporation won its Shonky for its definition of free-range eggs.
We've got some fantastic egg cartons here with happy-looking chooks and looks like they've got designer-built coops to live in. The fact of the matter is, according to the Egg Corporation standard for free-range, they're packed in at 14 to the square metre. Well, battery hens are 18 to the square metre, so it really isn't much difference. We believe there needs to be a much clearer, stricter definition of free-range. And really, people are buying free-range eggs under the misapprehension that the chooks live in anything like the conditions shown on the cartons.
And Christopher Zinn says the financial services sector also performs strongly when it comes to dodgy products and services. Amid its present problems, Citigroup has also scored a Shonky.
The banks could be in for so many reasons, perhaps not passing on interest rate reductions or gobbling up smaller competitors. I think we actually chose the banks on this stage. Citibank, I mean, they're in a bit, had just had a bit of a bailout of themselves, but they actually changed the terms and conditions on one of their credit cards. They gave you 44 days instead of 55 interest-free days if you dared to pay off your credit card bill in full and on time for 10 out of 12 months. So really, loyal customers were being penalised by having their interest-free days reduced, which is sort of plainly ridiculous from a customer service perspective.
An irate Christopher Zinn from Choice ending Michael Edwards' report.